DN. This is Esmeralda Leon and Michael Heidemann. We're in for Dave Plyer. And here we have Eduardo Calvillo. He is the partner and curator of Ruido Fest. Say it with me, Michael. Ruido Fest.
Ruido Fest.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, first try.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so welcome, Eduardo. This is exciting. Tell us, what is Ruido Fest?
Hi, thank you for inviting me. Ruido Fest is a Latin American festival that happens. This would be the third year in a neighborhood near downtown, which is Pilsen. And we have over 50 bands in 3 days, three stages. This year, actually, we have four stages. We just added an extra one for special performances. And pretty much it's just showcasing up-and-coming bands from Latin America and Spain, as well as bands that are already pretty much established in the underground Latin rock scene.
Okay. And what I'm just amazed, because I've never heard of something like this. Are you guys pretty much the only things, you would say?
Yeah, I guess there's...
In the U.S. at least?
In the U.S., yeah. This big, yes. We are the first ones, you know, doing it. But it's like, this is kind of a thing that happens in Latin America. They have like huge festivals such as Vive Latino in Mexico City. And now they're starting to do the Lollapalooza versions of Brazil, Argentina, and Chile.
Oh, nice. Wait, yeah. Of Lollapalooza or a Lollapalooza like?
Lollapalooza, you know, branching out.
Oh, in Brazil. Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's actually a really, really well-known big festival. It's almost getting bigger than the American one, too, which is what I've heard.
That's very true. And then they also showcase, you know, some of the up-and-coming Latin American rock bands in those Lollapaloozas, but that doesn't happen here in the U.S. So that's what the idea came from, pretty much.
Very nice. So where are you from?
I am originally from Mexico.
Okay. Where exactly?
San Luis Potosi.
Okay. So why? All right. Well, you came to Chicago.
Yes.
Was there anything?
It was like mid-90s. I came here and then...
what was the scene?
There was no scene, actually. There wasn't. Because pretty much like me growing up in Mexico, it was me and my peeps listening to English or British American rock.
Okay.
And there was only a few bands playing Latin, you know, rock in Espanol.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, you know, very excited about it until I came here when I found out that, you know, there was pretty cool music, you know, happening back there. And then I started, like, digging into it. And then a few years later, I found myself in a situation where I was invited to do a radio show just because I have a large collection of this artist.
Okay. And what's that show?
That's on Wednesday nights in WLEW, Loyola's University radio station. It's called Rock Sin Anestesia.
Okay.
And you showcase a lot of like some different types of music and different types of variety music on that station then, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, cool. Pretty much. Yeah, because this, what they call Latin rock or Latin alternative, pretty much involves like different genres such as ska, reggae, hip hop, electronic, dance, you know, pretty much all of what's non-mainstream, pretty much what you hear in, you know, the stations here in Chicago, Latin stations.
What a cool thing to do, like, you know, to be able to showcase this great music that you have. And I find it so interesting, the fact that you were listening to kind of American and British rock in Mexico, and then you come to America and you're like, all right, now it's time to really break out the Latin American music.
Yeah, no, it's pretty interesting. Like, I found out myself that there's, like, if you check out statistics, for example, streaming services such as Spotify, and if you click, for example, in Metallica, and you go to the About section, and the number one country that listens to Metallica is Mexico. You go to Interpol, same thing. Rammstein, you name it, it's always Mexico. So Mexico has a little, very large.
Morrissey.
Morrissey.
Too. Morrissey, really? For some reason, is a huge fan base, and not even just Mexico, like Latin America. That's like, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing to just hear, like, people like, yeah, no, I loved Morrissey.
That's so interesting, because what an emo kind of music sense for such like a vibrant culture. You know, I'm, as some of our listeners know, Kevin Richter and I, we have the Sound Session show, which is basically music based. So we get to see a lot of music, and I'm sure you do too, with like throughout the year, Esmeralda. I've never been to like a big show in Latin America. I spent some time there, but what is like the energy of their shows as opposed to shows here in America?
Oh, it's way different.
Yeah.
Like myself, I never seen a Mexican festival until this year in March. Last March, I went to Vive Latino, which is a humongous festival, and then I'm looking at the stages, I'm looking at the crowd, I'm looking at everybody singing every song of each artist. That's, you know, like at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this amazing. I was just thinking about comparing to Lollapalooza. Lollapalooza is like a little festival compared to that.
Really?
It's just like, yeah, the size of the stages is just like, you know, absurd.
Oh my gosh! Is it a bigger stage show? It's, because there's a lot more people in the bands usually.
Exactly.
That I'm finding.
Yeah, no, it's totally like they do things and, you know, massive. Yeah, they don't joke around with stages and production and you name it. It's pretty awesome compared to. And then obviously the audience is like pretty intense.
Yeah,
like I've heard bands such as like Metallica that they want to record a DVD concert for one of their, and they picked Mexico City because that's where the Rage Against the Machine, like a bunch of bands, The Cure.
Like
everybody knows
insane.
That
yeah.
where, you know, the excitement's at. It's in Latin America.
Wow, because, you know, Metallica just came to Chicago this past weekend.
Yeah, what did they play?
Soldier Field.
But that probably festival. Was nothing compared to the shows they do.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. No, the Mexico City Stadium is like four times as big as Soldier Field.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Yeah. With Rido Fest, I think it's great that, do you think, because most of our listening audience doesn't speak Spanish or even know half the bands playing.
Right.
Can they go? Would it be, is it easy? Is it relatable?
You know, it's funny that you say that because we had this festival in mind just to cater, you know, the Latin American crowd. But we found out last year, the second year, that there was a lot of people that were like non-Spanish speaking people mingling and, you know, and just going to check out new artists that they think is pretty cool. For example, one of the artists that we have this year is El Guincho, this cool guy from Spain. He was part of Pitchfork a few years back.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, that tells you that, you know, there's this audience of people, American audience, that are looking out or starving for new different music, and they pick, you know, websites like Pitchfork, obviously the festival, and you know, they know pretty much it's for like, you know, people that really dig into like new cool stuff.
Right. And I do love that. Like, I was looking through the artists and they're not, it's not what you hear on the radio here.
No.
Specifically Spanish language stations. You don't hear these bands. So I think this is a great opportunity for people to not only find a different culture and different music in general.
Right. No, yeah, I agree. Like even people that do listen to this type of music, you know, like in their houses or their headphones and their streaming services, they a lot of these bands are not well known, not even in that scene. And but I took the time this past 2 years to like travel to some countries and, you know, to find some of these artists to present here in Chicago, which is like raising a lot of awareness in Latin America. Like, a lot of people know already the festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of surprising how the festival has a lot of impact down there. And here, you know, it's just starting, you know, to create a little, you know.
That is awesome. So July 7th through 9th, and it is in the Pilsen neighborhood, but it's Adams Medill Park.
Yeah, it's pretty much by Ashland and Roosevelt.
Okay. Kind of.
So the EDM festivals are often held at Adams Medill Park as well, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So they
know how to handle a festival.
Right. Well, actually, we started that. We found that park, and then it was pretty awesome. And then we made the very first year, 2015. And then for the following year, that electronic music festival, they were like, oh, this park is really close to downtown, pretty cool. It's already like, we've proven that, you know, it works. So they moved that that festival to that park. And then they did a reggae fest, I think, last year. So they're starting to provide more festivals to this neighborhood.
You know, I wanted to know, why Chicago? Why is this a good hub for this kind of music? And what made you kind of plant your feet here as opposed to somewhere like L.A. where there's a huge Hispanic population?
Yeah, I think what I find is that there's already people that tried to do that in LA especially, but it was I think it wasn't well planned. And then here, Chicago, like being like, you know, like a destination, tourist destination for a lot of people to come here and check out, you know, Lala, Jazz Fest, Blues Fest, Pitchfork, Riot Fest. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of people already know the city, you know, which you can come and, you know, watch a 3 days festival showcase and then, you know, go to other places in, you know, beautiful city like Chicago. And
sure.
And I find that, you know, one more festival, you know, why not? You know, we have so many here in Chicago.
No, there's never enough festivals.
Right?
Yeah. You can never have enough.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we started, you know, 2015, and it worked pretty good, successful. And last year was, like, way more, you know, we have more people that showed up at the festival. It was, like, over 23,000 people in the 3 days. So, you know, it's growing.
I love it. Well, let's take a quick break here. I think this is a good place to stop, and we'll pick up after this quick commercial break here on WGN. We're talking Rudio Festival?
Rido
Festival.
Rido Fest.
It's going to be my practice into this. We're talking with Eduardo, and we'll be back in just a second here on WGN Radio.
And we're back at WGN Radio, 720, Esmeralda Leon. Michael Heidemann filling in for Dave Plyer, and here with Eduardo Calvillo, partner, curator of Rido Fest.
It's a Rido, Esmeralda.
All right.
Come on.
See, now he's got it on me. July 7th through the 9th, it's at Pilsen neighborhood, Medill Park, RidoFest.com. I am really interested in finding out what you think the climate is going to be, considering the state of affairs with
right.
Trump. And everything,
oh,
and just
oh, give me that climate.
Yes, okay. That climate, not how hot it will be,
right?
But just the fact that they're all Latin American
yeah.
artists.
You know, it's funny you say that because a couple of bands that I had talked to about coming to play the festival, and they actually last minute pulled out because of the Trump situation.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so they were from other countries.
They're from Spain, from the Basque country, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
People were boycotting, kind
of. Wow. the, you know, South by Southwest had a similar problem as well when there was that big immigration, the travel ban.
Well, they weren't letting them in.
They weren't letting them even
These guys
play.
Don't want to come.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, there has been an issue about it, especially with artists that want to come and showcase. It's pretty, my opinion, is pretty absurd that international artists have to go through a lot of problems, issues, just to get a you know permit to come and perform in the U.S. Where
right.
in the other way around, like if you want to go to any country in the world, it's so easy. Like you know, government actually help you to showcase talent outside of you know other countries. But yeah, that's how it is.
It makes no sense because what these musicians are bringing is just mirth to
right.
crowds. It's like, what are they going to do with their guitars? It's just it's meant for creativity and to, you know, inspire people. And I feel like the only way we're going to get over these kind of differences is by bringing people together.
Right.
Why would you want to separate that in the first place? This is why this is such a good festival here in Chicago.
And I think all that mirth is going to bring a lot of money.
With mirth and money.
And
no, exactly. Yeah, exactly. This is how you get, you know, like you push the economy up. You know,
exactly.
By bringing you know money from the outside, but you know,
no,
but you know, it was only a few artists. Unfortunately, you know, not just a couple.
Okay, well, that's good. But a lot of the artists from outside of the U.S. Are there? How many would you say?
Yeah, no,
are
most
US
of them.
Based?
Like this year, we have not a lot of locals per se, and by locals I mean bands from the U.S. Most of them, I'd say, over 90%, not from other countries: Spain, Colombia, Venezuela, Argentina, Chile, a lot of Chilean artists this year, Mexico, obviously, and yeah.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
I do love the big mix of countries, especially, like, I've never heard anything from Venezuela. Like, you don't expect, like, what's down there?
Yeah, no, they're going through such big problems right now. The country's, like, really bad economically, and, you know, there are a lot of riots right now. And we have two bands from Venezuela this year. One of them is really awesome, Los Amigos Invisibles.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard of them. It's pretty like a party band, like the ultimate party band. Yeah, you got to check them out.
Cool.
What would you say is some of your favorites So you just mentioned one.
Yeah, we kind of went over this off air, some of your favorites and some of the other favorites of other radio hosts.
Yes. So.
Well, I'm pretty excited to see a classic band from the 90s, which is Phobia. It's a Mexican rock band that back then, in my opinion, they were like way ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Like if you listen to their music now, sounds like contemporary, like current. And that, you know, that music was done like over 20 years ago. But that's one of my favorites. I'm pretty excited to see them. There's a couple of up and coming bands. One of them, it's this duo from Puerto Rico, which is Buscabulla. And they're a pretty awesome band. There's a lot of hype about them in the media. And there's another one, Sotomayor, another duo from Mexico City, pretty cool. A garage band, party band from Spain as well.
We were actually talking about them before.
Yeah.
They look like an indie like duo kind of guy-girl couple who is going to be playing.
Yeah, I think they're actually brothers or something.
But it's
an awesome band. Yeah,
oh, geez.
A brother and sister.
I'm sure they're fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to, and they're one of the headliners on Saturday, is Molotov. And a lot of people haven't heard of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I heard of them because I was in Mexico at the time.
Right.
And they're huge in 1997. So they're playing the 20th anniversary of their album.
Yeah, their debut album, Donde Jugarán Las Niñas, which is a pretty massive album. And where like every song in that album was a single on the radio.
Yeah.
It was a massive album. And even to this day, you know, I think they play like most of the album every time they perform. But this time they're going to perform the whole album in its entirety. And plus, you know, there's time, the greatest hits. But yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about seeing Molotov as well. And the lyrics of that, you know, if you know Spanish, it talks about government problems, politics.
Yeah, it blew my mind when I first listened to the album because there's a lot of swearing.
Mostly swearing. Yeah, it's kind of like
swearing,
a hip hop type of.
Yeah, there's a little hip hop. There's rock elements, but yeah, it's. And they do actually, and the big single that I remember was Give Me the Power.
Right.
And that has kind of a mix of English, so they kind of, because I think one of the artists was born here in the U.S.
The drummer's from Michigan, El Gringo Loco. He's from Michigan, and then, he was born here, and then he just went to Mexico City and find himself invited to be the drummer for a rock band, and there he, you know, that's how it started.
So I love this mix of English, Spanish, rock, hip hop. So that's going to be a really good one. And then Sunday, what are you looking forward to?
Sunday, we got this, looking forward for Víctimas del Doctor Cerebro. It's kind of like a mixture of like a circus show.
Mm-hmm.
They do like pyro and like circus acrobatics on stage and they dress up. And it's always like a good time watching that band. You never know what they're going to do.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
What's
check that one out.
As a festival runner, as a curator, what is the kind of the insurance or conversations you have with these bands before they're about to do like spinning circles?
How much insurance
with pyro?
Do you have out for these?
You know, we have speaking of that, we have this DJ, Silverio. Have you heard of him? Oh, you're in for a surprise.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This is a DJ that actually invites people to, like, throw things at him, especially beer. So this year he requested, like a mesh.
Or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like,
so he's a very wild DJ that pretty much starts like a normal DJ, but at the end of their set, he, like, pretty much, you know, strips naked on stage.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two shows in one.
Man, how could you miss it now? I mean,
right?
Tickets are flying off the shelves at the moment.
Yeah, so
that.
July 7th through 9th, Rido Fest, and it's RUIDOFEST.com, where you can find all the info on the bands, and you can find info. I don't know half of these bands, but it's going to be quite an experience, as Eduardo has told us. But I think that's nice to just kind of go with a free mind. Like, you don't know what's going on. You don't have an agenda. You just go. Go listen.
Yeah, my suggestion is always, like, you know, the less known band play early during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the doors are at noon. So, you know, if you get there by 1:30, 2 p.m., you'll get to see, you know, the newest bands that are really, sometimes, in my opinion, way better than the headliners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, they, you know, got to come early to check out those gems.
Now, what should people bring when they go to the festival? Should you pack your sunscreen and everything? Is there going to be a lot of great food there that we can all try out and everything?
No, yeah. Speaking of that, like everybody tells me, like, the feedback is awesome about the food. Because we have food not – you would think that it's only Mexican food, but mm-hmm. we have Colombian food, Peruvian food, you name it. You know, there's like a lot of representations. At some point, what's his name? Rick Bayless wanted to be part of it.
Really? Oh, really?
Showcasing like 500 nations – restaurant type thing. Yeah, there was, you know, there's a lot of interest in that, you know, mm-hmm. food department. But yeah, I know it's awesome. The food is like great. So I totally recommend doing that. We have Lucha Libre as well. You
what?
Know, we have luchadores. Yeah, that's always fun for the little ones. Like, if you know, mm-hmm. there's like families that go to the festival and they want to see like a Mexican wrestler, a masked Mexican wrestler. We have that.
Is that part of the – because you had said that there's an extra stage?
No, that's actually, you know, that's separate.
Oh, that's part of it. So
and
what's on
year
that
we
extra
had
stage?
A Ferris wheel as well, you know, some of that stuff.
What's on the extra one this year? You said
the extra one is one of our sponsors. I don't know if I can name the brand, but one of our sponsors just came out with the idea that they're going to do another stage where they're going to have some special performances from some well-known bands that have not been announced yet.
Oh, so secret stuff.
So there's like nine more bands, you know, TBA to be announced.
Oh, that's awesome.
So check out the social media on our page.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. And you said, you know, you mentioned that you were going to be doing some additional shows throughout the year because this party just doesn't stop with this festival.
It does not stop on July. Yeah. No, we have a few shows programmed already for the rest of the year of this Mexican great Latin female singer, Natalia Lafourcade, coming to Chicago. You know, we're presenting that show on August 8th. And then September 1st, we have Kinky, another awesome band from Monterrey, Mexico. So, yeah, we're doing year round of rock and roll.
Right on, right on. And I think we have some tickets to give away too,
don't we?
This is exciting. So you gave us some tickets to give away. So how about we give them to like the seventh caller? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to call in 312,
what is it, Mike?
312-981-7200. I've said that number about 5 billion times in my life. 312-981-7200. We'll take your calls. We'll give you some tickets. You can go check out this amazing festival. It's happening July 7th through the 9th. It's going to be a really great time. Are you excited, Esmeralda?
Yes. Are you kidding me? I'm beyond excited. RidoFest, RIDOFEST.com. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us here on WGN. All right.